On Friday, the California Department of Justice said that it will not bring criminal charges against a utility whose equipment sparked a 2018 fire that killed three people and destroyed more than 1,600 homes and other structures. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. The department said it found insufficient evidence to support a criminal prosecution against Southern California Edison for the Woolsey fire. James Hormel, the first openly gay U.S. ambassador and philanthropist who funded organizations to fight AIDS and promote human rights, has died. He was 88 years old. Senator Dianne Feinstein praised Hormel as a civil rights pioneer who lived an extraordinary life. The fight over mask and vaccine mandates moved to the center of California's looming recall election. Republican candidate Larry Elder promised to swiftly roll back sweeping government orders, while Democrats denounced him as a science skeptic who would endanger public health. Elder stressed that his remarks were focused on what he would do as a governor regarding state employees and private businesses would be free to set their own standards. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. The North Country Fair is being recalled for the second straight year. Lost Coast Outpost reporting the same old people, the group that organizes the event, citing rising COVID cases as the reason why. The Monument Fire burning along Highway 299 in Trinity County between Burt Ranch and Junction City has grown to 82,435 acres, now 7% contained. A team of 800-plus firefighters working to contain that blaze. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.